Merry Christmas, everybody. This is Allie, and I'm coming to you with some bonus episodes through December. It'll be mostly me, and I'll explain why in a minute, but Latasha will join us for a little Merry Christmas at the end. You may or may not know this, but the Crossroads Facebook page goes live every night at 8 o'clock, so it's always great to jump on there. You hear from all kinds of different people, all kinds of insightful things. 8 o'clock every night, but on Tuesdays, it's me. And for my Tuesdays in December, what I've decided to do is celebrate Advent. I actually really love the Christmas season, and I love celebrating Advent because it sort of connects me to the heart of Jesus all throughout December. And I'm really interested in staying focused on what's important about the season. And I just find that the weeks of Advent help me to do that. So I really wanted to share this with you guys. If you tune into those Facebook teachings, then you're about to hear the same thing that I did on Facebook. But if you did not, then I'd love to share this with you. It's not very long, and I think you'll find that Advent will also be a blessing for you because it just refocuses us on what Christmas is really about. Enjoy. Good evening, everybody. My name is Allie Patterson. I am excited about Advent, and I might be one of the only people at Crossroads that's actually excited about Advent. And we like to be non-traditional, I suppose, here in this community and kind of do things our own creative ways. But in my book, Advent is a blessing. It's one of the best ways that I have found to go through December and actually focus on what the season is and what it means to me and to my relationship with God. And so I don't do Advent because I have to, or because I'm a stick in the mud, or I don't want to do things a new or modern way. I actually think that historically, the church has many beautiful and wonderful things that we've been doing for hundreds, if not thousands of years. And Advent is one of those things that I actually think is really helpful. And one of them, one of the reasons why is because it's tangible. So there's this wreath, and this is the Advent wreath that we use in our home. And as you can see, it's kind of a ceramic wreath. I actually love the ones with all the live greens, but I was just unpacking some Christmas stuff last night to put up in my house, and I found out that I had actually packed away live greenery. It doesn't actually store well for a solid year. So because I do things like that, I tend to just keep this wreath instead of getting a live one every year. First of all, let's start with overall meaning of Advent. The word Advent actually means arrival. And so this is the season 4 weeks prior to Christmas where we're sort of anticipating and celebrating the arrival of Jesus into our world. So this year, it's usually traditionally through the church celebrated on Sundays, but we're going to celebrate on Tuesdays. So 4 weeks this year are technically December 2nd, 9th, 16th, and 23rd. Those are the four Sundays of Advent. And then the white candle is lit on Christmas Day on the arrival of Jesus. So it's kind of a season of anticipation and expectation, and it's supposed to prime our hearts to really receive the message of Christmas and the arrival of Christ, both into the world through the Christmas story, but also into our own lives. I find it helpful because right now in my life, a lot of things are digital and electronic and over my phone or over my computer. And Advent is one of those beautiful things that actually happens in my own hands. I like light a candle, and me and my family sit around on those Sundays, and we actually tell parts of the Christmas story, and we do it together. And so for me, it's just something that's tangible and that is tactile that I can do with my family to kind of celebrate the season. So here's a few of the symbols that we'll talk about today. We won't do these every week, but the wreath itself, the Advent wreath itself, is supposed to symbolize eternity and the eternal nature of God, and the fact that it's greens, evergreen, even though mine's green ceramic. Evergreens are sort of meant to symbolize the life that comes in the middle of winter. They're evergreens are one of the only things that are beautiful and thriving in the middle of winter and frankly death around it. And so that's why the wreaths are usually made out of evergreens, because it celebrates that the coming of Jesus really is about life coming into a culture and a world that's filled with death. And so the whole wreath is really about light. And Christmas, I think you could best sum up as a celebration of the light of God coming into the world. So that's why the entire wreath is primarily about light. And so those are just some of the symbols that are baked right into Advent and to what we do with Advent. And the last thing, I like the traditional colors of these candles, but a lot of people just do red for all the candles, which I think is great too. I usually work hard to find the purple and pink just because it sticks out to me. It makes it seem different than how I decorate the rest of my house. It makes it just seem special. Purple is the color of royalty, which Jesus was. He came as the Son of God and the King. And so purple is the color of royalty. And there's one pink candle, which we'll talk about in its proper week. And the pink candle symbolizes joy. And so there you have it, all the symbols of Advent. So week one, which is this week, is the first candle, and it's the first purple candle that you light, and that is called the prophet's candle. And this week is all about hope. And I have a daughter named Hope, and her name is actually Hope Isabel, and that literally means hope in the promises of God. Isabel means covenant or covenantal promise, and so we actually named our daughter Hope in the promises of God, and Advent week one is meant to say exactly that, hope in the promises of God. And this candle is really meant to celebrate the role of the prophets in the coming of Christ and the state of the people of God when Jesus came into the world. They were in a state of longing, a state of waiting. Israel as a nation was kind of scattered. And even in the communities where they lived together, they had tried and most had failed to really keep the covenant of God very well. They were sort of scattered, being ruled by foreign powers and being very sort of oppressed and depressed as a people. Certainly the promises of God seemed really far away. And so the first candle is meant to recognize sort of where we come into, all of us, frankly, come into our relationship with God in a place of longing, in a place of waiting for him, in a place of not really being sure if we can even believe in his promises. And that, I think, is where a lot of us come into the Christmas season too, because, I mean, that's normal. I think that's a normal place to be. And I always ask myself this particular week, where am I waiting for God in my life? What promise of his, or what just goodness of his, seems really far away? There have been all kinds of things for me in this vein, depending on what year you catch me. But one of the things that comes most top of mind this year is actually something I've been working on for a few years. I think I've mentioned before here that I've been in school. I'm in seminary. I'm actually coming into the final stretch. And for a long time, the promise of God to do something where I could write and teach and speak and do things like that, which I was frankly wholly unqualified to do when I first started dreaming of them, seemed really far away for a really long time. And so this Christmas season, they actually still seem down the road, but I'm starting to see that God's promises, if it's a promise from him, always comes to be fulfilled. And that's sort of the essence of that. I want to read you part of the story of Jesus that we find this in. There was a prophet who came right before Jesus. His name was John the Baptist, and God sent him to prepare the way for Jesus. And I want you to hear what his father, John the Baptist's father, said at his birth. It says, his father, Zechariah, was filled with the Holy Spirit, and he prophesied, "Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come to his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he said through his holy prophets of long ago, salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show us mercy, to rescue us, and to enable us to serve him. And you, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for him, to give his people the knowledge of salvation and the forgiveness through the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, which by the rising sun will come to us from heaven, to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace. This is the prophecy that came right before the birth of Jesus. This was the prophecy that was fulfilled in his life, that there would be a rising sun from heaven that came into the darkness. That's exactly what we celebrate this week in Advent, because God said it and he meant it and he did it. And that's what the prophet's candle kind of celebrates. And what I love about that reading from John the Baptist's birth is that God prepares the way. And so wherever you find yourself right now, where you're still like waiting and longing and hoping for the work of God, the goodness of God, the salvation of God in your life, for the promises that he has, he is preparing the way. Even though we don't know it, even though we can't see it, he always sends his word and his people to prepare the way for his promises. And so I just want to encourage you this week, and I take this for myself as well, wherever God feels far away, wherever his goodness feels like it's out in the distance, what we can know right now is that he's preparing the way, because he always makes good on his promises. And that's what we celebrate this week in Advent. He did what he said he was going to do. And the prophet Jeremiah actually proclaimed it. He said, "The days are coming when I will fulfill the gracious promise I made to the house of Israel. And in those days and at that time, I will make a righteous branch sprout from the line of David, and he will do what is just and right." Those were the words of the prophet Jeremiah about Jesus. And I think that God is preparing the way in my life and in your life to bring about what he's promised. The Christmas story is a story of prophecy and promise fulfilled. And Jesus has come into the darkness exactly like he was promised, to show us mercy and peace. So one way I think we should celebrate this week of Advent is, some of you out there, I hope all of you, I have one too, I have many, we actually have stories about seeing the work of God come into our life, where he's done this, where his promises have been fulfilled. And so I want to encourage you this week to celebrate Advent by sharing that story. Pray for the opportunity, which I'm going to do right now. Pray for the opportunity to share how God has brought his light into darkness and his promises have been fulfilled in your life, and believe and wait in hope that more is to come. And that's what we celebrate with Advent week one. So let me pray for us. Father, I pray that you would be with us as we come fully into the season of waiting for Christmas, and that you would prepare our hearts this week with all of our longings and all of our hopes for what you will do in the future. I ask that you would do what you've promised to do in our life, and that you would transform us into people of yours, people of purity and goodness and light. And I thank you for sending your son into the world. Would you give us opportunities to share stories this week of where we have seen your light come in, and where we can share the hope that is in us because you are a God of your word. Amen. Hey guys, Allie again. Hope you enjoyed that that short snippet about week one of Advent. I thought it would be a great idea to leave us with a song. If you're in your car or you got your headphones in, you can just turn this up and let this be a couple of minutes of worship for Advent week one. I've picked a song that I think really kind of embodies what this week is about, and it's called O Come Emmanuel. It's one of my favorite Christmas songs, honestly, and I think it is where our heart is in Advent week one. It's a longing, it's a waiting, it's an anticipation of all that God will do and all that he has promised. And so I would encourage you to just spend a few minutes in worship. See you next week. Oh.
Christmas.